Brendan O'Connor on RTE Radio 1 with Allcare Pharmacy. Sign up to our loyalty programme and reap the rewards at Allcare Pharmacy, Ireland's largest community pharmacy network.
The free travel is generally agreed to be one of the best parts of Charlie Haughey's complicated legacy. And you may not know this, but the over 70s have just had their free travel extended to include a free companion. On top of that, there are loads of under 9s now proudly walking around flashing their new free Leap card. So the question now is where to go with all this free travel. Travel enthusiast Lisa Regan joins me now from the Galway studio with day trip ideas for everyone, free or otherwise, by bus, train or even ferry. Hi Lisa.
Good morning Brendan, how are you?
Good thanks. So listen, before we tug at everyone's heartstrings by evoking images of kids going off for a stolen day making memories with granddad or granny, tell us first the practicalities. What is this new free companion travel pass for the over 70s?
So it was great. Before, they had to have an actual pass with them, so the admin of that would probably stop a few people. But now you're able to bring a companion with you. If you're over 70, that companion must be over 16, and then they can come with you on the train, on the bus, and also on some island services. So it's great. You can either book in advance online, which I would always recommend, or you can just rock up to the station if you're a last minute type of person. But as long as they're over 16, you're able to bring that companion.
Okay, and then remind us what under 9s can get with a free Leap card.
So you can go on the Lewis, you can go on Éireann Road Éireann, you can go on all bus Éireann routes as well too. So the under 9s are going to be flying around cities and counties and towns of Ireland.
Okay. And does it work for free travel in Northern Ireland?
There's a little bit more in that there too. You have to, again, plan your trip. Once you get to Northern Ireland, it's fine, but then you can't use the services within Northern Ireland. So you have to just figure out your own way then when you're there in terms of financing that. But once you get there, you can use it that way. But I would always look into what you can do before you travel, because the last thing you want to do is be stressed out on your trip out with your new friend or when you're bringing your small person around.
Okay. Before we get into specific destinations, give us your general day trip tips.
I always say this, because we can say as much as we laugh, but sometimes the bus in Ireland can give us all a real laugh. Is the bus coming? We're not sure. What time is it coming at? We're still not sure. It says it's coming. Oh, it's late. So I would always say to people to look and plan and book ahead. And I always give myself a little bit of extra time. I decided to take the bus to Shannon Airport when I was heading off there a couple of weeks ago to be, you know, trying to do my bit on public transport. And the sign just came up as the bus was about to pull in that the bus was late with no other information. It didn't say when the bus was coming. It didn't say anything else, and about 25 minutes later the bus arrived. So I had given myself the allocated time that I needed to get to the airport, but there was a lot of international tourists there, and I did my bit. Obviously it was raining, it was Galway, and there was about 45 of us standing in under my one umbrella, and they said, where's the bus? And I said, it's definitely on its way. So always give yourself a lot of time and grace period with the bus.
Okay, and you think with a day trip as well, keep it simple is the key.
Oh yeah, no, definitely. Even here, like there's a great new bus service out to Clifton from Galway at the moment, and they've added new services now as well. And on that, you could take in townlands like Mycullen, Uachtarach. There's lovely little coffee shops, restaurants and things like that there. There's loads of walks that you can do from those type places. So when I'm heading off, I kind of see what I can do for the day, and also how I can have a nicer time there, even just having a coffee somewhere else or a sandwich or just buying something, you know, not absolutely breaking the bank, but it's a really nice way to do it, to get to know a place and to head out for a walk as well too. I'm going to get the bus back then in the evening.
Okay. You have a couple of intergenerational day trip ideas for us first. This is the grandparents with the grandkids, maybe over the midterm break. And before all the grandparents get on and say, well, I'm sick of being taken for granted and minding the kids over the midterm break, you don't have to do this, okay? But it might be a nice thing to do. So the Mockness Parade in Galway.
Yeah, and as well as that, Brendan, just on the L, this could be a great chance as well too for intergenerational friendships. So people that mightn't have grandkids, but you might have older people living on your street, or you might have met an older person. I am thinking now, who am I going to target to get on this free companion? I'll get the free travel. Myself and Morris there can head off to the day up to Dublin or back down to Galway and everything, have a great old town. So be smart about this, everyone
like
under
it.
17.
Yeah.
Let's do it. Let's work it. And also, it's a lovely thing to have a friend that's older than you. And it's a lovely thing to have a friend that's younger than you. You have a different perspective on life as well too, and this could be a great way for us all to connect in a little bit
totally.
Better together.
They know a lot of stuff if you listen to them, don't they?
They do as well, and it's also just lovely to have the chats. And as people age as well too, people go in and out of your lives, and people might be a little bit lonely on both sides of the spectrum of age, and I think it's lovely as well to just learn from people and understand ourselves a little bit better and where we all came from and where we're going. So I think this could be a great shot. I think kind of as an offshoot of this programme could be a great thing for Ireland.
That's a great idea. That's lovely, yeah.
Yeah, really good. And I think it's because where I live in Galway, I have a lot of elderly neighbours and I really like them all. And now I'm just thinking how much chats I have every single day with people that are over 70 and over 80 and how important it is.
Yeah.
So yeah, the Mockness Parade is on here on the 26th and it's great. It's on at 5:30 in the evening as well. So you could come down early, have a bite to eat. There's a lot happening in Galway this Halloween actually because it's one of the designated Halloween spots. So there's a Galway Abu Festival on here. So there's loads going on during the day. And then you could get the train, the last train back is at 9 o'clock. So you could have a lovely day out and you'd be back home in bed for around, I'd say 11:30 if you were heading back to Dublin. And obviously earlier than that if you're on some of the connector towns up until that point.
Okay. Somewhere I never think of going, the Botanic Gardens.
Yeah, it's like when you're in a city. My sister lives in Dublin and she's like the same. She's like, God, I didn't go to the Guinness Storehouse or the Glasnevin Cemetery until people came here to visit. But like the Botanical Gardens, really great place as well too, that you can go up, have a walk around. And I think that you can do as well too, where it's not costly and you can get out into the fresh air, get the free transport and see another side of Dublin that you mightn't go to. Like it's not all just about going up, visiting or shopping. You can go and actually see the city itself.
And no, you say visiting an island is possible on a day trip, I suppose, depending on where you're starting out from.
Yeah, it is. Like, again, it would have to be in close enough proximity because a lot of the boat timetables will start early-ish. So you might have a boat at, say, 9, 10 and 11 and then there might be the return boat would be at 4 o'clock. So I would think about that, like different things. Like if you were in Cork, you could go out to Sherkin Island. That would make perfect sense. Or if you were up in Donegal, you could go out to the Aran Islands there. Or if you're in Galway, you could definitely do the Galway bus to Cleggan and then go out to Inishbofin and then get the return boat in then at 4:30. There's loads, enough time to spend, say, 4 hours in those islands. You know, you could cycle around, walk around, have a little bit of lunch and then come back in on the boat. And I think that would be a lovely day out for everyone.
Okay. Do you know what? You've just reminded me that my uncle was the Weights and Measures guard out in Connemara. And he used to bring me out to Inishbofin with him. That just came back to me there now. And he was older and I was a little kid. And I actually still remember like the magic of that, of being there and you being the only kid with the adult and everything. A few more general day trip ideas for us before we finish up.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, we can't deny that there's loads of things now to do outdoors in Ireland. So get down to Waterford. Again, you can get the train down there. Kilkenny is another great one. They've just launched Kilkenny food tours. So you could go down there, have a lovely, lovely food experience and then go back again by train or by buses. It's only 2 hours from Dublin as well too. Belfast, Brendan, is always a brilliant one. There's so much to do there and everything's very walkable from the station in Belfast. And then again, you've Cove and Cork. Beautiful, beautiful place to go. And then Westport as well too. The train or the bus there. You could do Crowpatrick if you're feeling very ambitious, or you could just walk around Westport town. It's one of the most beautiful towns in Ireland. Okay. And again, that's all a very, very nice thing to do with people older, younger than you, or just everyone your same age, but definitely to get out there and experience Ireland in a different way. Try something.
And they're all places you land into where you don't have a load more travel to do when you get to the station. You're there when you're there and you can get out and get into it.
Yeah, exactly. Everything is very central there and everything off it then as well too is like 5-10 minutes and then you can decide on your day and then you're not worried about how you get back to the station. It's there, it's centralised and you kind of know when you're getting home as well too. But I will say to plan your trip in advance just to make sure that there's a spot fee on the train or the bus.
Okay, Lisa Regan, our intrepid traveller, thank you very much for that.